Side, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. Yeah, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to a beautiful Monday. Absolutely gorgeous. Looking out the window here at the golf course where other people who don't have to work play golf during the workday. It's amazing. But yeah, beautiful day and Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy.
I'm feeling like we should, you know, be in a Monday afternoon. We should heckle the golfers every now and again. Well, would that be inappropriate?
Didn't one of them heckle us with a golf ball the other day?
It sure sounded that way.
Spanged it off the side of the building. Well, anyway, you doing good?
I am. It's a great week. Almost Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry almost Christmas to you. Absolutely. We got the Christmas tree up here in the studio. So, we got a great show laid on for you. State Senator Sam Gavan at 3 o'clock today. We got Senator Gavan on the phone talking about several things that are happening in Montgomery Way, not the least of which is he may have what it takes to get this bill passed that would sort of change the way the state health officer could and could not mess with our lives in the future. Because if you're not familiar, we don't have the usual state health officer. We got one who is appointed by not the governor, not the Senate, appointed by the medical community. And he runs a state and tells us what to do. And you need accountability on that. So, yeah, COVID proved anything, you need accountability. But anyway.
That doesn't sound right.
It's not right at all. Hopefully we can get that fixed. State Senator Sam Gavan, 3 o'clock today. We'll talk to him then. And then I got a whole triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one,
there's so many stories, and some of them were kind of big, like hitting on a national scale, that came out just in the last few days about where we live, about Alabama or Alabamians.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it. Number one of the triple dipper, you know the deal, home fries. Going to cook up a batch of home fries and tell you what's happening in your own backyard, because we cannot lose sight of where we are. It cannot always be focused on D.C. or what's happening international. Sometimes your backyard makes more difference in your life than anything else. So home fries, number one, triple dipper. Number two, you ever heard of soft tyranny? I may be coining the phrase. Soft tyranny, what is that? Well, maybe it's not the guy who beats you up in the streets and sends his thugs around, although that seems to happen sometimes. Maybe it's the we love you, and we're just trying to do things best for you, and we're going to put policies in place that are going to make your life more difficult, but it's all for the greater good, and you better live with it. That's soft tyranny. We're going to talk about soft tyranny and what we're seeing, like real stuff right now, happening in and around us. That's number two of the triple dipper. And then number three, I kept finding these things that people did, and then the outcomes didn't go the way they wanted, but everybody else with common sense could see it coming a mile away. And so I'm just calling this whole section, you don't say. Yeah, things that happened that when the results came down and they were surprised. Why would no one like it when I decided to change their gas stove? Well, we'll talk about all that stuff with you don't say. That's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me move over here to my comments, my opening monologue, the Right Side Way, and I'll remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area, and we are just stoked to have them as a supporter, and they are also the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, with locations in places like Anniston, Gadsden, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area, open 7 days a week, y'all, and this is who I use personally. So if you need medical attention, Southern Immediate Care, find a location nearest to you and head on over. They'll take care of you. And they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way. All right, so here's the thing. You know the deal. Sometimes you see a story and you realize there's much more to it than just what's seen on the surface. I mean, sometimes it's the story behind the story that is the real story, if you know what I mean. There was a recent series of articles that made the rounds in various news outlets in the midst of national and international news about presidential politics and wars and rumors of wars, budget issues and border woes. There was also the story of one man and his dog.
If you didn't see as it developed, then I'll just tell you that it pulled a lot of heartstrings. So Officer Chad Hagen is a canine police officer in the town of Shaker Heights, Ohio. That's a suburb community of Cleveland. Well, for over 5 years, Officer Hagen has been partnered with his dog, a German Shepherd named Igor. And the bond that the two formed over their time together was way beyond anything that two partners would generally have. Igor was absolutely a part of the Hagen family. Igor lived in his off-duty hours with the Hagen family. Any of you who have ever had a dog know that they often become like your four-legged child. But imagine a dog that doesn't just live and interact around the house, but one who actually goes to dangerous places to do dangerous things with you every single day. A dog with whom you not only have a strong bond, but who you know may work to save your life and you his. Well, that was Igor and Officer Chad Hagen. So as the story goes, Hagen's got a young, growing family. They just had their first child. He decided to take a job with another department in order to be nearer to his family. Officer Hagen's daily commute had been upwards of 2 hours, and the move was one that made sense for their whole family. But then came the news that Igor could not go with him. On November 29th, Officer Hagen was ordered to surrender Igor to the kennel. Typically, when a canine officer retires, he is allowed to take his dog with him. Igor, with over 6 years on the force, was actually close to his own retirement anyway. But the Shaker Heights Police Department, well, they deemed Igor still fit to serve, and therefore they considered him to be an asset to the department. Well, Hagen and his wife offered to pay the department $10,000 for their beloved Igor, but they were informed that the cost to train a new canine could exceed $20,000. So their request was denied. There were claims that city law did not allow it, that the department had no authority, that it could just, you know, not happen, because that's the best answer that a bureaucrat knows how to give sometimes. We just don't do it that way. Hagen's wife, Danielle, said, quote, "The day that Chad and I had to take him to the kennel was literally the worst day of our lives. I was crying, he was crying. Igor knew something was wrong." So they decided their only option was to fight for their dog. They took the story public, and it went viral. The happy news is the Shaker Heights City Council met this past Friday, and they voted to allow Officer Chad Hagen to pay $16,500 to the city and take Igor with him. Now, it's a happy ending, to be sure, but Hagen himself said, "We're happy to have our family back together for Christmas." Well, if that were the whole story, it would be enough. But it wasn't, not by a long shot. You see, the rest of the story is the story behind the story. Because it wasn't just Chad and Danielle Hagen that was fighting for Igor. It was a huge community push. It was a push that extended well beyond Shaker Heights, Ohio. The city council and the Shaker Heights PD, they didn't stand a chance. You don't get between a man and his dog, and you don't act like a bureaucrat and expect to get a pass. Actor James Woods, who is a bona fide conservative, by the way, he caught hold of the story and he put out a message to his 3.7 million followers on Twitter. Oh yeah, it worked. A GoFundMe page was set up. Money poured in. Hashtag SaveK9Igor began trending on social media. Stories ran on Fox, New York Post, The Daily Wire, and every local outlet in the state of Ohio. There's no telling how many people called and emailed city officials and leadership at the Shaker Heights Police Department. The pressure had to be immense, but it worked. It absolutely worked. One man and his dog, that's just part of the story. The real story is what can happen when good folks get busy and make themselves known. Danielle Hagen put out a message on her own social media after the ruling that came back from the city council. She said, quote, "From the bottom of our hearts, we cannot thank all of you enough. I truly believe we would not have had this outcome without the help and support we received. Between this page," her Facebook page, "the messages, prayers, petition, and GoFundMe, we have been overwhelmed with love." That's just good stuff right there. And while I'm glad, first of all, the story had a happy ending, I'm even more glad that it was a grassroots push that made it happen. It would have been something if somehow the Hagens had just made it happen on their own. But it's even more striking when you see that others caught the vision and they got active. Y'all, we need more of this. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider how we may encourage one another to love and good deeds and not forsake our assembling together, as some are wont to do, and all the more as we see the day drawing near." That one verse sums it up. So let me give that verse a Phil Williams paraphrase. When you see a worthy mission, give some strong consideration as to how you can encourage others to jump in and do good things. And don't look aside from how important it is that we get together and be together and fight together. Some people forget to do that, or they get tired of it, or they just like to fly solo, but there is strength in numbers. And the time is drawing short, so there's no time like the present. Yeah, I think these are trying times. To be honest, I really do think that 2024 is going to have a lot of tension. The nation is watching politics, worried about the economy, aware that there are wars that could spill over, mad about our southern border, wondering about our energy policy, sick of our kids being exposed to lewd behavior, and the list goes on. The lead-up to the last presidential election was the most tumultuous time in generational memory, with riots, a pandemic, and allegations of a stolen election that left half the nation feeling disenfranchised. More than ever, we need each other. We need to stand shoulder to shoulder. We need to lock arms and encourage one another. It's amazing what can happen when good folks get busy. Just go ask a man about his dog. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Yeah, it was a great story. I mean, Officer Chad Hagen and his dog, Igor. And they, I mean, they look like a movie poster, to be honest. But then separating them, I mean, that's the idea of retraining Igor with a new handler? No. And then everybody, all God's children, got involved, and the city council didn't know what to do. So they made the only choice they could. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.